looking to transform your classroom into a thriving, vibrant community? Do you want to create an inclusive space that encourages not just academic achievement, but also promotes empathy, teamwork, and a love for learning? Join me today as I dive into the essential strategies to build a dynamic classroom community. By the end of this video, you'll have a roadmap to fostering an environment where every student feels valued, understood, and excited to learn. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy.
What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad that you found us here on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we're chatting all about classroom community, so grab your cup of coffee, your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, and turn the volume up on your drive and get ready to be empowered and inspired. Let's dive in. Now, let's start with defining a classroom community. The world of education extends beyond the simple transaction of knowledge from teacher to student. A critical but frequently undervalued component is the creation and nurturing of a thriving classroom community. This raises an important question. What does building a classroom community mean? In essence, a classroom community encompasses fostering an environment that empowers students to feel interconnected, valued, and actively engaged. It means crafting a secure and supportive space that facilitates not only academic growth, but also the social and emotional development of students. Now, there are some key hallmarks of a strong classroom community. Let's paint a picture of what a robust classroom community looks like. Imagine a learning environment where each student feels seen and valued. Students are comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas, unafraid of being laughed at or dismissed. Here in this environment, cooperation is the norm, and learning from each other becomes a natural part of the educational process, leading to enhanced understanding and respect for various viewpoints. This is the essence of a strong classroom community, a place where inclusive learning happens and individual differences are celebrated. So, how do you bring community into the classroom? This task is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process that demands patience, persistence, and a dedicated effort from you, the teacher. The dividends, however, are tremendous, resulting in an engaging environment that motivates students to learn and participate and fosters a sense of belonging among them. Now, there are 5 pillars to an engaging classroom community that I want to share. And to guide you through this journey towards building a stronger classroom community in your classroom, these are the 5 fundamental strategies. First, set clear expectations. Every thriving community operates on a set of shared values and expectations. Make sure every student understands the behavioral expectations of your classroom community, such as respect for one another and the importance of active participation. Reinforce these values regularly to develop a harmonious and productive learning environment. 2, cultivate a collaborative environment. A sense of community thrives on collaboration. Incorporate group activities that necessitate teamwork and collective problem solving. These activities can guide students to appreciate each other's roles, resolve conflicts constructively, and value individual contributions to the group's success. 3, promote open communication. To foster a classroom community, encourage your students to express their thoughts, ideas, and feelings, and give them a platform where their voices are heard and valued. This not only builds a strong sense of belonging, but also cultivates skills like empathy and active listening. Now, 4, involve your parents. Parents are pivotal members of your classroom community. Regular communication with them helps keep them up to date with their child's progress, invites their input, and fosters a sense of shared responsibility for their students' learning journey. Parent-teacher relationships can significantly enhance the feeling of community in your classroom. 5, celebrate the diversity in your classroom. A classroom community is a melting pot of different backgrounds, cultures, abilities, and perspectives. Teach students to appreciate this diversity and view it as a strength that enriches their learning experience. Now, a positive classroom community manifests itself in different ways. It's where students are engaged and comfortable asking questions, exploring ideas, and seeking help. Students will work together effectively, resolve conflicts maturely, and respect the viewpoints of their peers. Teachers, you're going to serve not only as an educator, but also a mentor and facilitate growth and inspire curiosity. This safe classroom is a place where students are going to be excited to learn because they feel like they truly belong. Lastly, let's talk about what a supportive classroom environment looks like. It's a place where the students' joy and confidence speaks volume about the classroom's atmosphere. It's an environment where students feel secure, valued, and motivated to learn. Learning isn't viewed as a chore, but as an exciting adventure that every student is eager to embark on. Constructing a vibrant classroom community is an intricate task, yet one that yields rich rewards in terms of students' holistic development. It's about crafting a shared vision, instilling shared values, and creating shared experiences that tie the classroom community together. More importantly, it's about turning the classroom into a space where each student feels a sense of belonging. By focusing on fostering a strong classroom community, you're not only encouraging your students to reach their academic potential, but you're also cultivating vital life skills such as empathy, teamwork, and a respect for diversity. This nurturing environment goes beyond traditional teaching. It's about building the leaders of tomorrow in an environment that cherishes the values of community. Building a classroom community is therefore not about education, but about the larger goal of shaping the future. Thank you for tuning into the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out our other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you haven't already, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like you find our show and have a great impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to shoot me a DM on Instagram at Farrah Henley Education and let us know what you thought of today's episode. If you found it helpful, take a screenshot and share it out on your stories. Tag us at Farrah Henley Education and be sure you tag your teacher bestie as well so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.